One of the unfortunate things that happened to my people was that they had to work, they had to live, and the European people that arrived in Aotearoa and around the peninsula needed people to work for them. So to survive, they took jobs, and it was a far cry from owning the land originally and then having to go work for the European farmers and others. My people, before the settlers arrived, the whalers and many traders had used the harbour to trade. And before the settlers arrived, our people knew that there was an advantage to trade with these people. Timber, food, all kinds of flax, and that was required by the whalers because they needed that requirement to repair their ships or their boats, and so they traded with our people, and our people got to learn that food was a resource that Europeans and themselves were sought after trade. So our people had had acres and acres of their lands in arable farming, like farming, and traded in one letter that I have written by my grandfather. It was passed down to him from his elders. Was there was pumpkin, corn, various vegetables, and pigs. They had pigs, they farmed pigs, and it was a requirement from the ships that that wanted this to live. And so they sold a lot of that. What for? I don't know. Maybe metal, steels, axes, or something of such. Blankets, who knows what else for. But they lived by that. They were traders. And when they lost their land, they lost the right to trade, because that was taken away from them. So it became very difficult for them to live. And so therefore they went into the battle of trying to get some of the lands back. If you can imagine what happened to them in those days when they had these areas where they grew things, and someone came in over the top and took that away from them, it made it very difficult to live. So they had hard times in those days.